Many years ago, not been that many years ago, but a few years ago, Father Mario had asked me to talk about stewardship one Sunday. And I was preaching all of the English masses, so we had visiting celebrants. And one of those celebrants heard my homily that day, and afterwards, when we were in the sacristy, chastised me for not speaking at least one sentence about the gospel that day. Now, this was a very mature priest who had been at this a very long time and probably was not all that comfortable about talking about stewardship to begin with. So it was a twofer. But I being a young priest at that time, he felt the need to upbraid me a bit because I had not spoken about the gospel. So, the epistle today, the second reading, said that in the kingdom of God, God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. So on this Mother's Day, I want to remember my blessed and saintly grandmother, God rest her soul, who probably would have tears in her eyes that I carried a pair of blue jeans into the church with me today. And so I pray to God that He will wipe away at least that tear from her eyes. Okay? Now, secondly, if you know anything about Texas and our great history, you'll know that we fought some battles in the state of Texas, as well as in Wyoming and Colorado, New Mexico, between sheepmen and cattlemen. Jesus said this morning in the gospel that He is the good shepherd, so I believe we would find Him on the side of the sheep herders. The only thing, well, there was two things that the sheep herders and the cattlemen had in common, at least in the state of Texas. One was they relied heavily upon their Winchester rifles. And number two, both sides were wearing Levi blue jeans. So if somebody says to you today, did Father preach on the gospel? What? Well, yes, he did. And he implied that Jesus wore Levi's. But in memory of my grandmother, he didn't wear them to church. Okay? All right. First slide. See if this is actually going to work. Bingo! Bingo! Oh, dear Lord, thank you. Don't you love it when a plan actually comes together? Oh, thank you, Jesus. There we see a pair of blue jeans and a back pocket. And in that pocket, there is a little document that says, More Than Bricks. If you've been around here the last 3 years, you know that we have been having a More Than Bricks campaign. Very simply, we had to do a major overhaul of our heating and air conditioning system. The good news was that we had about $300,000 or so in a rainy day fund. The bad news is it cost us about $300,000 to do that work. But we didn't have to borrow it from anybody except ourselves. And so, to be able to repay ourselves and put that money back, because the one thing that we know from the weatherman, rainy days come on a regular basis. Dear God, slow it down just a bit. So about the last 3 years, we've been doing a More Than Bricks campaign, where we have asked you Sunday a month or 2 Sundays a month during the second collection to put money into the plate so that we could replenish that rainy day fund. Well, I want you to know two things this morning. Number one, we are on course to have raised over $317,000 to replenish that fund. Oh, that was so lovely. It was just right. The good news is, on June the 16th, that will conclude that campaign. Period. No more than bricks campaign. Yeah, now I get some real applause. But I want you to know, this is a really important piece of the corporate stewardship of this congregation. Yes, we live sort of paycheck to paycheck, which our paycheck is the regular offertory. And I'll talk about that more in just a second. But on occasion, things break, especially in buildings that are almost as old as I am. They're actually the same age as Mario, but gotta be careful. You have done very well, and I thank you for that. I thank you for working with all of us to replenish that fund. And yes, there'll be other things that break and there'll be other rainy days, but at least we can begin to address them with that pool of resources that is segregated in our budget. So thank you, thank you, and thank you. I have represented that as a back pocket giving. I don't know about you all, but men tend to use their pockets like women use their purses. And there are four basic pockets, except if you've got a watch pocket, but we don't carry pocket watches, so that's where I put my pocket knife. But that's another story. You got two back pockets. In my right-hand back pocket is a money clip where I keep a few bucks and a couple of old, dilapidated credit cards, so that if I ever get challenged in the dark of the night and somebody says, give me your wallet, I can reach right back there and grab that thing. They're going to get about $4 and some old, dead credit cards. I learned that traveling 20-some years ago. All right, that's my back right pocket. But let's go to that left back pocket, second slide. We had some fun during Advent. We said we would like to raise enough money over and above our regular giving to dig a well for a community in India. We didn't know that that community would be 80% Christian. We thought it would be 80% Hindu. But they were 80% Christian as it fell in the drilling cycle of the organization that we worked with. We needed to raise about $6,500, and we had a little silly little program called One Less Gift, One Greater Gift during the four Sundays of Advent, and you all responded tremendously. And in doing that, we raised over $6,500 to go to something that we would never benefit from. We would never drink from the fresh water that was in that village, but others would. And in the name of Jesus Christ, they would know that we had come among them. Even if it was only our money and our checkbook, to aid them in health, hygiene, mothering, because mamas didn't have to make a 5-mile hike each way to get muddy water for their family, and the kids could go to school because they didn't have to go on that journey either. We have made an incredible difference in the lives of people on the other side of the planet that we don't know and will never meet. That is another aspect of back pocket giving. And I want to thank you, and thank you for, if you'll pardon the pun, a job well done. Thank you. All right. Slide number three. Uh-oh. It appears that the poor and I will be with you always, okay? As Jesus said, the poor and Father Blick will be with you always. This is the front pocket giving. This is the giving that goes on a regular basis. And sometimes people wonder, well, how much money does the diocese send us? How much does the Vatican send each Catholic church? Money in the Catholic Church flows up from the local congregation. There's an old saying among folks in the Protestant traditions who do fundraising and stewardship education and everything. They'll kick off a homily or a sermon by saying, the good news is we have every dollar that we need to do this special program or building or whatever they're going to do. The good news is we have it. The bad news is it's still in your pockets. Okay. All right. What am I trying to address here? Very simply, that the bills and the poor and me, apparently, like the Energizer Bunny, go on and on and on. And especially in the summer. Air conditioning is costly. We turn on the lights. We turn on the sound system. And by the way, I want to thank Fred Clay for getting us, even if it's borrowing at this time, some new microphones, especially the wireless, so that you aren't hearing every third during the... That was frustrating, okay? All right. What we have in the weekly giving and in the diocesan service fund, both of those two, I'm calling our front pocket giving. And what do we need? Well, we need about $18,000 a month for us to make our diocesan services fund goal, which will be due by the end of December. We do this every year. We have pledges. We have special offerings. We have second offerings. We have all sorts of ways to meet that goal. And that goal simply pulls all the Catholics in the Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston together to do the work of the Catholic Church beyond the local parish. That's what that's about. That is the outreach arm of the Archdiocese. And at this point in time, I understand two things. Number one, Cardinal DiNardo is doing much better after his recent stroke. And number two, he still doesn't have a money machine where he can print whatever the Archdiocese needs. And so it comes from us. So if you've ever wondered, what do we need for that on a regular basis, on a monthly basis? We need about $18,500. to continue to help us meet. And for the last 5-6 years, we have met it by the skin of our teeth, by the hair on my chinny chin chin. We have made it. But we thought you needed to know kind of what it takes to make that happen. And now let's go to the last slide. Another front pocket. This is what it takes to keep the lights on and the air conditioning running. Week by week, day by day, summer and winter, maybe sometimes even more in the summer than in the winter because of cooling costs. So, if you are planning a vacation, just remember to send us a postcard and leave a check behind, okay? Okay? Because we're still here. And what does that check look like? Well, if we just did the average, it would mean that we would need $8 a week from every man, woman, child, and infant who comes through the doors on a weekend. $8. And unfortunately, there are a couple of folks over in this corner who will go unnamed who keep putting $8 bills in the offertory. You know who you are. $8. Now, for some, that would just be more than you could imagine. For others, we know that you give so much more than that. But to give you an idea of what it takes, every man, woman, child, and infant, it takes about $8 per person to keep this place going week by week, month by month. And so I hope that you will sit down with your family, and if you are a parent, grandparent, godparent, aunt, uncle, you will gather your children around the breakfast room table and visit with them, because it is at that moment where young people truly learn what stewardship, what Christian stewardship is about. We can't do it here. We can't do it Sunday by Sunday in Christian education programs. There's just too much to be done. But you can take 15 minutes at the breakfast room table and be one of the greatest catechists God ever created by simply helping your children, grandchildren, godchildren, nieces, nephews, whoever it may be, to understand what you do and why you do it in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I thank you today for listening to my silly story. If you get to heaven before I do, please do not tell my grandmother that I brought blue jeans with me. I know there are many pairs of blue jeans here today. I'm not going to ask those in blue jeans to stand up, but I would request that you kind of think through it. If they're really holy, save those for another time. If they're not so holy, they're probably good jeans for church. If you get my drift. God bless you all and thank you. And thank you for all that you do week by week, month by month, and year by year to strengthen the ministry of this congregation here throughout the Archdiocese and all the way around the other side of the world in India. Amen.